Hello, and welcome to Dorsey's International Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, as well as your guide, Fred Dorsey. Please be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to at Dorsey's Realty on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube. And you can even subscribe to our newsletter, which can be found on the web at dorseysrealty.com. What to do when a loved one dies without a will? That's today's topic. Steps when a loved one dies without a will. Number one, confirm the death. First, ensure that the death is officially certified by obtaining the death certificate from the appropriate authorities. Number two, notify authorities. If your loved one was receiving government benefits or pensions, you should notify the relevant agents of their passing to avoid any overpayments or complications. Number three, locate assets and liabilities. Make a list of the deceased's assets, property, bank accounts, investments, personal belongings, etc., and liabilities, debts, mortgage loans, etc. You may need to search their home and records or can contact a financial institution for this information. Number four, consult an attorney. It's advisable to consult with an attorney who specializes in probate estate law. They can guide you through the legal process and help you understand the specific intestate successions laws in your jurisdiction. Number five, petition for probate. In many cases, you need to file a petition with the local probate court to have an administrator appointed to handle the estate. The administrator is typically a family member, close friend, or professional appointed by the court. Number six, inventory and appraisal. The appointed administrator will need to create an inventory of the deceased assets and have them appraised if necessary. This ensures the estate value is accurately determined. Debts and taxes. Number seven, the administrator should go identify and pay off outstanding debts and taxes owed by the deceased estate. This may involve selling the assets and if there were sufficient liquid funds. Number eight, distribution of assets. Once debts, taxes, and other expenses are settled, the remaining assets are typically distributed among the heirs according to the law of the intestate succession. The distribution process can vary, so consult with your attorney for guidance. Legal fees and expenses. Keep records of all expenses incurred on the probate process, and these may be reimbursed from the estate's assets. And finally, number 10, filing, accounting, and closing. After all assets has been distributed, the administrator should provide a final accounting to the court. Show the asset was handled. Once the court approves this accounting, the estate will be officially closed. Dorsey Real Estate, Dorsey's Realty Disclaimer. Remember, consult with an attorney who specializes in probate, estate, and trust matters to ensure that this disclaimer meets the specific legal requirements and addresses the unique circumstances of your situation. This disclaimer is a general example and may need to be customized to fit specific circumstances and legal requirements of the probate, estate, or trust that you're dealing with. It's always advisable to consult with a legal professional to ensure compliance with relevant laws and regulations. And always, you feel free to contact your dedicated certified real estate, residential real estate probate specialist, Fred Dorsey, the Prince of Probate, to schedule a phone conversation. 301-760-2178. Local expertise, global presence. Thanks for listening to another episode of Dorsey's International Real Estate Podcast. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment. Stay connected off the show by visiting dorseysrealty.com. Local expertise, global presence. Your resource for all things probate, estate, and trust in the title.